Blog Talk Radio.
I was a hard-drinking sinner with blood on my hands. I was a hard-drinking sinner, a gun in my hands. Drinking 40 pounds for dinner till I met a big man. And the man said, how do we do?
Hello, all you freaks out there. This is Ryan.
This is Celeste, actually, on time.
Exactly. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I am doing quite well. Are you feeling freaky tonight?
Just maybe slightly.
Oh, maybe slightly. Oh, that is jolly good. You know what? Last week we had Alex King on the show to talk about Living Paranormal magazine, and I had such a good time with him. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna have his wife on the show. I gotta get my British fix. So I've invited Helena to join us.
Hello.
Nice.
Hello.
Are you mocking back, Ryan?
No, I would never mock you. You know that. I love your accent.
My accent.
Sexy. Your accent. But you know what? I figured, you know, having Helena just isn't enough for this show. We need to make this a blockbuster event. because it's the last Monday in February, damn it, and we need to make it special. So I invited my kid, Rihanna, to come on the show to talk with us tonight. So let's put her on the air right now. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, yeah. So now it's a party.
Oh, yeah.
Now we get to go.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about Mandela effects and conspiracy theories, or mostly unsolved mysteries, if we're being real about it. But
well, and that's the reason
what
you
your...
got me on the show.
Do what?
The only reason you got me on the show is because you're like, I don't know any conspiracy theories.
Oh, I knew I would tempt you with conspiracy theories, you know. Well, and I'm going to try to piss you off with some Mandela effects, too, because apparently they make you really mad.
I can't fucking take it.
Well, I know Rihanna's got some Mandela effects. What is a Rihanna? Can you tell me what a Mandela effect actually is?
Okay, well, a Mandela effect is where a lot of people remember something some way, and a lot of people don't remember it that way. And those people who don't remember it that way, like, that's the real life. But they think that we switched into an alternate universe. That's why so many people remember it one way.
See, that's interesting. So, like, what's an example of a Mandela effect?
Oh, one example is Sex and the City. Some people thought it was Sex in the City, and when I used to watch it with my grandmother, I always thought it was Sex in the City, but Sex and the City.
Sex.
That's so annoying.
It's annoying, yeah, but you could.
No, because there's
you
multiple.
You could see how that would be confusing.
I remember specifically Sex in the City. I don't know Sex in the City, I think.
Sex in the City makes more sense than Sex and the City. It's like, because you're actually having
sex
in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and an N. That could be confusing because they sound the same. Or it's like, what is it, Luke, I am your father, but it's really no, I am your father?
No, it wasn't mine. I can't do this.
Oh, another one is that C-3PO isn't all gold. He has a silver part on his leg.
Oh, I know. That's kind of nitpicking there, but, I mean,
still,
the one that gets me is
it's
a good one. I never thought he was supposed to be all gold. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. The whole Chick-fil-A thing really got me, because I really thought it was C-H-I-C.
Yeah, that got me, too, with C-H-I-C-K.
Mm. You know what we're talking about, Celestial?
Yeah. I'm just listening to all the examples, because most of them I don't catch, because I'm blonde.
Well, I mean, you know, like the Monopoly guy. You know,
one.
You think, oh, yeah, I know you know about that one, Helena. Yeah, why don't you tell us about that one?
Tell you what about it? He had a monocle.
Just tell me what it's supposed to be.
So he had a monocle on. Yeah, he had a monocle on. People dress up.
He had a monocle. That's amazing. So awesome.
So what arsehole has come along and stolen his monocle? What happened?
They erased the monocle. It never existed.
Yes, it did.
Every person who wears a Monopoly guy costume has got a monocle.
He even says it in Ace Ventura with the guy in the monocle. He goes, "Who are you, the Monopoly guy?"
Exactly.
There you go. So where's that monocle gone? I can't cope with that one. You know I can't.
I know. It's not right enough.
It really fucks me off.
Yeah, he's the Monopoly guy is slumming it now, you know. He was like, you know, fuck it. I don't need my monocle anymore. How do monocles even stay in your eye?
I don't know.
I spent 3 hours trying to find a picture of him with a monocle on.
Well, that was before we entered into the parallel universe that we are in now that does not have a monocle. on a Monopoly guy. Even like Monopoly, Monocle, it goes together.
It should have a Monocle.
It should. You know, a bunch of them, like with the Berenstain Bears, but the spelling mistake ones, that those I can kind of overlook because, you know, it can see how they can get misspelled, you know, throughout the years, and then, you know, just people get used to spelling it a certain way, even though it's wrong.
Yeah, but there's also one with the lead singer of Panic at the Disco. The lyrics, "I write things like tragedy," is closing the goddamn door, but apparently it was never the goddamn door, it's a goddamn door. But I remember singing it, the goddamn door, in my band, and he remembers saying goddamn door. So how come it's now a goddamn door when the lead singer remembers it as the?
Well, I don't know. Like Jeremy Zerol Jones, we remember saying, "Luke, I am your father," because he was the voice of Darth Vader, and now it's, "No, I am your father."
It's annoying.
But Jeremy Zerol Jones remembers it. Yeah, a little bit. Little bit. And there are several of them out there.
Really, "No, I am your father"?
Yeah. See? "No, I am your father."
There's another one. And a lot of people remember, like, from Snow White, it being "Mirror, mirror on the wall," but it's actually "Magic mirror on the wall."
I remember "Mirror, mirror on the wall." Yeah, me too.
But that's just, I remember so many people saying "Mirror, mirror on the wall." Like,
but then again, I don't know if I remember it because, you know, it's because of the movie. We've obviously seen Snow White like once or twice, or it's because I've heard other people say it, and I'm just assuming that they're right.
Yeah.
You know?
It could be that.
You hear enough people say it, you're like, "Well, it's got to be mirror, mirror on the wall." You know, "Luke, I am your father." That quote is like, you know, famous, you know? It's like one of the most famous quotes from Star Wars. Probably the most famous quote from Star Wars. And it's the wrong fucking quote.
I mean, the whole reason it's called the Mandela Effect is because people remember Nelson Mandela dying in prison. So when he died, not long ago, people were losing their nut over it. They didn't know what was going on. They were going mental because they were like, "No, he died in prison." And there's even a book that states he died in prison.
Yeah, there are a few people I've thought that were already dead. I find out, he died. Like, well, I thought he died like 5 years ago. Like, what, Kurt Russell. Or not Kurt Russell. What was that guy's name? Kirk Douglas. He's still alive, but I thought he died a few years ago.
It's not
the guy who stayed in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
I mean, for the fact that there's actually a book, a published book that says Nelson Mandela died in prison, he's mental, because he didn't.
How do you write a book about someone who died in prison? How long could that book be that would, you know, I mean, who would he talk to? Who would he interview for someone who didn't die? Just, Russell Mandela died. He's still alive. Oh, the book is over.
It's mental.
I don't get it. And then, you say Phil Collins wrote a book that it says he's not dead? I'm not dead.
Yeah, I'm dead yet.
I'm happy.
That's
fucking crazy, dude. Oh, man. Do you have any more Mandela effects, Rihanna?
There's one where Curious George, he never had a tail, and monkeys have tails, so I would honestly assume that he had a tail, and I think I remember him having a tail.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I remember him having a towel and swinging from trees with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that Curious George had a tail.
And that's common sense, too. Monkeys have tails.
Unless the man in the big yellow hat chopped it off because Curious George was a little too curious.
Hi.
I don't know. Wow. I mean, there's, God damn, there's a lot of shit. It's just weird how people remember things a certain way, and then for years, and you find out that what you remember is wrong. Now, you know, it's one thing of, like, one or two people remember the way. This is like a whole bunch of different people remembering things differently, or the same way, different than how they really are, you know?
I mean, another one that really annoys me is the Mandela effect, that Mickey Mouse never had shoulder straps, like, he never had braces.
I don't remember him having, like, overall straps.
How is his pants supposed to stay up?
Thank you! There you go!
I remember his pants being, like, loose, and then him having the suspenders to hold them up. Like, why would his pants be that tight?
Fuck if I know. I'm just saying. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe he wore his pants like really tight or something. I don't know.
No. I have one more.
All right,
but people remember Oscar Mayer being spelled O-S-C-A-R-M-E-Y-E-R when it's really spelled O-S-C-A-R-M-A-Y-E-R.
M-A-M-E-Y-E-R. Is it M-E or M-A?
Actually, M-A, but people think it's N-E. And I think there's a theme song for it. I don't know. I'm too young to know that, but.
Yeah. I wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener. That's not the right song, though.
Is it that, like, My Baloney has a first name?
Yes, that's what it is. That's the right Oscar Mayer wiener song I'm talking about. My baloney has a first name, it's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name, it's M-E-Y-E-R.
No, it's not. It's M-A-Y-E-R.
It's supposed to be M-A-Y-E-R.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's M-E-I-E-R. God. What? Oh, fuck. M-E-Y-E-R.
M-E-Y-E-R sounds weird.
Wow.
That'd be Mayer. Mayer.
Yeah.
Not Mayer. Like
Mayer.
Mayer.
Yeah, exactly. English language is fucked up anyways. I swear, there's some words that sound the same that were like S-O-W would think it would be sow, but it's really so. But C-O-W is cow, but S-O-W is so. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. And S-E-W is so, too. So it's S-E-W so, S-O-W so. And then S-O-W is also sow for the cat. We could have a whole talk, whole just fucking show about this shit.
Right. You know the Mona Lisa?
Yeah.
Was she smiling?
She was smiling. Wait, hold on. Yeah,
she has a smirk.
But in the pictures now, she's actually smiling.
I thought she was...
Wait, I don't remember her smiling. I remember being moody.
I thought the whole joke about it was that she wasn't smiling.
But now she's smiling.
So now the smiles come out.
Hold up. But, like, the episode of Wizards of Waverly Place that I remember, they had a whole episode on Mona Lisa. And the whole joke was that she wasn't smiling, and then Selena, or whatever her name is in there, I forgot, she gave her something so that she was smiling, but she wasn't. I'm confused now.
Well, I don't remember that episode of Wizards of Waverly Place, which I do, and I do actually enjoy that show. But, I thought, she was smirking, or we weren't sure. It was the mystery that if she's smiling or not. That was the question. Was she smiling, or it's like one of those things that our Mona Lisa smile. That's the, we can't tell if it's a smile or not. But now you can actually tell that she's smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, if this is an alternate universe, like parallel universe, they're picking some weird shit to change. You know, it's like...
Oh, yeah, there's another one. I didn't think of. That I didn't write down. But people thought that chartreuse, that the color chartreuse, was actually, like, a reddish color. But it's actually a yellow color.
I don't know. I never thought about. I didn't even know chartreuse. What color chartreuse was, but it's a yellow color. You said.
I remember it as being a reddish color. Whenever someone described chartreuse as being something like reddish, pinkish, like in that area, but it's actually yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Like you look it up now, and a yellowish color will come up.
Can't deal with it.
Well, damn.
It all annoys me.
It's crazy.
If I'm not mistaken.
Like I said, I never thought of what color chartreuse was. That's it's a cool name for a color, though.
Yeah.
Wow. So what do you think is the reason for the Mandela effect?
To know. I mean, I don't understand how millions of people could have false memory. I mean, it's possible people have false memory because the human mind doesn't create memories 100%. You don't remember things 100%. So whenever you tell a story, there's always something slightly off. But I don't understand
how many people have.
That's what I don't get. How can millions of people have the same false memory?
And so many times, too. It's not like it's just once. There's so many Mandela effects out there.
I don't get it.
Me either.
Yeah, I told Celestia I'm not going to talk until she says something, so we'll just wait until she talks.
I said something. I'm really lost when it comes to Mandela effects. I mean, I'm reading different examples and stuff like that as you guys are saying them, and most of them you guys are saying, so.
So what are your thoughts on them?
I think they're
interesting. Is there anything that you
What?
Is there anything that you remember, like, that don't anything, are these make sense to you?
So the one that gets me is the Luke, I'm your father. Because I'm a huge Star Wars fan, so I knew the C-3PO one, that he wasn't completely gold. You can see that in the movie. But I remember Luke dying your father, so that's interesting to me.
Mm. Yeah, apparently you're not that big of a fan, because if you were, you'd know that, slacker. Just kidding. This is crazy how people, like, you know, if you guys believe in the whole parallel universe thing, or it's just we have selective memories, and you know, we've heard these, like, saying, like, Luke, I am your father, we've heard it said so much that we automatically just ingrained in our heads that that's got to be it, you know.
I mean, there are loads of theories out there about parallel universes. I mean, there's theories that some of the spiritual contacts are from a parallel universe and we've just slipped into their world, or they've slipped into ours. But I don't even know how that's possible.
Well, there are people who believe, like, Bigfoot is from a parallel universe, and he comes back and forth between his world and hours, and that's why we don't ever catch him. And we do take pictures of him. He's always blurry, you know. So, I mean, for it to be such a permanent thing, though, you know, that we all remember. I mean, why would they change certain stupid stuff like Luke, I am your father? Like, that's going to make a big difference.
But if we notice it, how probably is.
I mean, think about it. If you're selling merchandise and you're walking down the street with a T-shirt on that says, "No, I am your father," you're going to think, "What the fuck's that?" If you're walking down the street with "Luke, I am your father," you're going to think, "Star Wars."
Well, I mean, unless you have, like, a picture of Darth Vader on your shirt, you know, and you could possibly get away with "No, I am your father" if you have a picture of the subject on your shirt. But if you have a random guy with a white shirt that says "No, I'm your father," nothing else, I mean, it, he might get some strange looks.
Hey, I don't know if it's just merchandise. The fact that the guy that plays him remembers it, "I am your father." It's like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, "No, you're not."
I'm
going
to have to watch the video because they have, like, the whole video of that exact moment that he apparently says it. I'm going to have to watch.
Annoy you.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, the guy who fucking said it thought it was "Luke, I am your father." But, you know, I mean, it was a long time ago. But, you know, I know he's had a lot of roles since then, so he may have misunderstood. He may have just remembered it because of, you know, the hype behind everyone saying it. But now, I think we've exhausted the Mandela effects. So now we're going to go into the conspiracy theories, I believe. The first one to talk about, which happened pretty recently, back in 2013, a young lady named Elisa Lam was found in a water tank on top of the Cecil Hotel. It actually just happened, February 19th. So it's almost just past the 4-year anniversary of this shit happening. You guys aware of this event?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, all right. So to explain it, you don't know what happened, Celestial?
No. I am terrible with conspiracy theories. I told you this.
Well, this is interesting. Interesting event that took place. Rihanna, can you give me some background on it, please?
Okay, so she went into the hotel January 26, 2013. She was found when people reported the water turned black and it tasted weird, and she was found in the water tank on top of the Cecil Hotel. And one of the hotel people that worked there, he said that she had odd behavior when she was in a suite with other people, so she had to be moved into a private residence or a private room. And the day that she went missing, there was footage of her on an elevator doing really weird stuff, and it looked like she was hiding in the elevator from someone, like across the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And she had, I think she was bipolar, so she had medication for that. But a lot of people think that that wasn't why this happened.
Now, what do you? I know Helena's got a theory about what happened. So why don't you let us know what that is?
Well, the thing is with bipolar is a broad spectrum. It's all a blanket issue under one name, whereas there are several different diagnoses for bipolar. There's bipolar 1, bipolar 2, bipolar with rapid cycling. There's loads of different categories of bipolar. And with bipolar 1, people do experience severe hallucinations. They experience being chased, they experience seeing the devil, some experience stacking invisible shelves. But they experience severe, and I mean severe, hallucinations. People with bipolar, after they give birth, are also known for psychosis. Some believe that they're giving birth to the child of God. Some believe that their child is devil, and they try to kill their child. And even if you're medicated, even if you're medicated, if you take too many medication, or you can have an off day on your medication, you can hallucinate. And people have proven that it is very easy to get up to the water tank. And so there is a major possibility that she got up to the tank herself. And the way she's acting in the elevator is very, very common for people with bipolar 1. Because she looks scared. She clearly doesn't know where she is. She is clearly hallucinating the way she's moving. And the fact that the hotel staff commented on her acting strangely would also coincide with bipolar. And it doesn't matter how medicated you are, if your brain chemicals aren't working properly that day or that week, because people go in cycles. If you're in a low, you can be in a low for anything from 2 weeks or months. In fact, some people can go 6 months in a low, then they'll have a normal period, then they'll go into mania. You can have mania for a certain amount of time. Whereas if you're in mania, people do hallucinate and they do put themselves into danger. What I believe is because she has admitted that she had bipolar disorder, which I have a personal experience with, I know that medications mess you up, and I know that medications can confuse you, you get scared, you don't know where you are. So what I believe is that what you're seeing of her in that elevator is her having the last moments of mania psychosis. So she is hallucinating, she's scared, she's terrified. And her getting onto the roof and ended up in the water tank. I mean, people with bipolar end up doing stupid things. They've got a higher mortality rate than most people through accidental death and suicide because they put themselves in much danger. So it's a very, very likely possibility that herself. And what you're seeing is the tragic moments of her hallucinating something she's terrified of, and there's nothing anyone can do to save her because she's alone.
Here's a quote from one of the guests that was staying in the hotel before her body was found. It says, "The shower was awful," Sabina Ball said. "If you turned the tap on, the water was coming black first for 2 seconds, then it was going back to normal. The tap water tasted horrible. It had a very funny, sweetie, disgusting taste. It was a very strange taste. I could barely describe it." So when they turned the water on, the water was black for like 2 seconds, and then the water normalized and came out, but still tasted really funny. So I read that even if he got in the tank, it would be difficult for her to get down into where the water was to drown. She'd have to contort herself to get in there because there wasn't much room in the tank.
I mean,
so that's the mystery of it. She could get in it, but she would have a heart.
But what you have to understand is that many people with bipolar, especially bipolar 1, and like I explained to you, bipolar 2 is totally different. Bipolar 2, you just have the emotional side effects, whereas bipolar 1, you do have the hallucinations and the mental instability to keep yourself safe. And many people with bipolar 1, they put themselves into what you would think is insane situations that would never happen. Like, you would never imagine it in a million years to happen. But people with bipolar 1 do put themselves into those situations. With bipolar 1, you kind of, but with like psychosis, you do kind of forget what you're supposed to be as a human. You can put yourself in danger. You can put yourself into stupid positions. You can contort yourself because you don't know what's going on. There's still a high possibility that what you're seeing is this poor girl who is stuck in hallucinations. She's either in like mania or she's in depression. But from what I see, from what I was watching, to me, I think it was more mania. And she just, what you're watching in the elevator isn't paranormal. She isn't being chased by demons. She isn't being chased by ghosts. She's just a very, very sick girl that ended her life tragically in a total accident. I really don't think there's anything conspiracy theory. I don't think there's any murder or anything involved because she wasn't sexually abused. There was no harm to her body. There was no bruises. There was nothing like that. She was just there.
Well, just for like shits and giggles, let's discuss some of the other theories that, you know, were attributed to her death. Yeah, I know you have some, Rihanna.
Yeah. I have one theory that she was on drugs, which Helena kind of talked about, but there was no alcohol or medication in her system.
There was prescribed medication in her system, but it was at very low levels. But then she had been in the water tank for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, but she's in the water tank. There's not really much you're going to get off of her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But theory number three is that she tried to kill herself. But there's some things that debunk that, like one of the doors to get upstairs, I think it was locked, or from my information, it was locked and, but no, that's not to debunk it. It was locked and, never mind, hold on. Let me restart. Okay.
You're good. You're fine. Take your time.
Theory number three that she killed herself to debunk it was that there was a locked door to get up there and nobody heard an alarm that day and there's an alarm on the door. There's a 10-foot ladder to get up there. And, I mean, she could go up, but, you know. And the lid for the tank was 20 pounds, and there's a small entrance to get in there. So people don't think that she could do that by herself.
Yeah, I mean, like Helena was saying, that if you're off your meds, so to speak, then you can almost have like superhuman strength or whatever once you're determined to do something. It's crazy. It's wild. Because it's like they said, you can get out to a fire, so you have to go through a window to get to it, but do the windows have alarms on them? I don't know. Because I know the door does. To get to
there's
the room.
There's theory number four that ghosts had a play with it, or paranormal things. But serial killer Richard Ramirez stayed there for a while, and he performed satanic rituals and stuff. There's a lot of people that committed suicide there, and also the Black Dahlia stayed there before her death.
Here's a quote from Wikipedia. The investigation had determined how Lamb had died, but did not offer an explanation as to how she got into the tank in the first place. Doors and stairs that access the hotel's roof are locked, with only staff having the passcodes and keys, and any attempt to force them would supposedly have triggered an alarm. However, the hotel's fire escape could have allowed her to bypass the security measures if she or someone who might have accompanied her had known. A video made by a Chinese user after Liam's death and posted to the internet showed that the hotel roof was easily accessible via the fire escape and that two of the lids of the water tanks were open. So, I mean, she could get up there if she really, really wanted to. But I think she was trying to hide from somebody. Or someone she thought was following her, and she thought the only place she was safe was inside the water tanks. I don't think she's trying to kill herself, personally. I think she was trying to hide from someone.
Yeah, I think she was trying to hide from someone.
Well, I mean,
what do you think,
if
Celestial?
You can't hide from someone, why would you go inside a water tank that's on a roof?
Because
that's
she wasn't in her right mind.
Well, I mean, if you're not in your right mind, you run. You don't climb up to a water tower and then lock yourself inside.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Because with bipolar, you're not thinking straight. You don't think to yourself, I'm being chased, let's run off. A lot of people with bipolar, I'm being chased, I'm either going to face out, or I'm going to run and climb and hide somewhere. But you don't think logically. You don't think, oh, I'll just run off and hide somewhere in the building. You'll think, I'll get to the furthest point away that I can.
Well,
and if she's hallucinating, it doesn't matter where she hides. That thing's going to follow her.
Yeah,
I would
still I mean, cause if you
that
watch,
in that aspect, you wouldn't force yourself inside a small thing. Because, I mean, I have friends who go off their rockers and stuff like that, but I wouldn't think that someone would climb up as high as you would have to. Because not only do you have to climb up to get through that door that leads to the roof, but then you have to climb up the water tower. And then
yeah,
force yourself inside.
Well, I mean, if you're convinced that in your head that you're the only way to escape this person who's following you, and if you watch the video of her in the elevator, she's looking out, she's looking out the door, then backing up and looking out again, talking to someone. She's very agitated, so she thinks someone's following her. Maybe someone told her. She thinks it's the invisible person who thinks is following her told her to go into the water tower. Maybe she was told to do it. Maybe Slender Man told her to go to the water tower. Did she tell
Another thing.
He's telling people.
So when you have bipolar 1, you do hear voices as well. So she might have. You are right. She could have been told to go up there.
And in the tape, she was moving her hand. Did it look like she was trying to talk with someone down the hall? It looked like she was trying to have a conversation. With like her hand movements.
Mhm. Yeah, she was looking at, and she and she kept looking out the door, like to make sure she wasn't being followed, or see if there's anybody like outside the elevator door. I mean, it's a interesting case, but I tend to agree with Helena that she did it herself, but why she did it, that's the question.
Yeah.
Well, then, if she did it herself, why didn't the alarm go off?
Because she went through the window. You can get to the fire escape through the window, their alarms won't go off.
True.
Wouldn't people have seen her go through the window, though?
Yeah, because you have to go past every window above you.
I mean, someone took the same room that she was in and proved that you can go out of the room, the window that she was in, up to the fire escape and onto the roof. If she was hallucinating that she was being followed, that whoever was following her would have followed her to her room. So the only escape is out the window and up.
Yeah, and then she was like, "Oh shit, I gotta hide somewhere. Let me climb into the water tank." I think she climbed into the water tank to hide from who she was trying to hide from, and then she couldn't get the door open. So why did she take her clothes off?
I mean, in her reality,
well, in terms of the whole clothes, if she was dead long enough that she was starting to turn the water, which means she started to bloat, which means her clothes would stretch, and then when her bloating would disperse, which is when she would start turning the water a different color and taste-wise and stuff like that, then the clothes would most likely slip off, only for the fact that her size would be different. So that's okay as long as the clothes were found inside the water tower with her.
Yeah, they were found inside the water tank. But, I mean, that... All right, well, let's say that does happen, which, you know, I think is kind of... It could happen. But, I don't know, it seems like kind of a stretch for that to... for the clothes to fall off. At least have something that is still on.
Actually, because I am a police explorer, I train with all the officers and stuff, that's very common. Or if you're in water for a long span of time, your clothes, even your skin will start to slip off. I know that's gross to say, but...
She's in there for
18
days. Is that long enough?
Yeah, so that's a long time, especially to be in water that's now stale because it's not moving other than when people
almost 3 weeks.
So,
oh, yeah.
And by then you're well through the decomposition stage. So she was probably very bony when they found her.
Well, speaking of unsolved mysteries, and one of the most famous unsolved mysteries is the case of the Black Dahlia. I'm sure you guys are aware of this one.
Yeah.
Yep. What did you do? Wow. See, January 15, 1947. Remains of Elizabeth Short, or the Black Dahlia, were found on the 3800 block of Norton Avenue. Now, Elizabeth Short was a small-time actress just trying to make it big in Hollywood. And an old lady found her walking her dog. She said that the body had been drained of so much blood that she had mistaken her for a store mannequin when she first found her on the ground next to the sidewalk.
Wow.
To this day, nobody knows who is responsible for her death.
They have a lot of evidence on certain people, though.
Yeah. There are lots of different suspects. What do you think, Helena, happened to the Black Dahlia?
I think it was a major cover-up on the LAPD part.
I think they helped cover it up a little bit because they were, or at least I think that they were somewhat like, that someone paid them off or did something like that, or they were just negligent.
Yeah.
Corrupt.
Well, I heard they were corrupt. It was a very corrupt police department.
Yeah,
the people,
I,
like back then, I mean, they could pay to make things go. It's not like today where, you know, people have cell phones and cameras and, you know, if like a major movie star got caught with a prostitute, all I got to do is pay a little money to, you know, the police chief and say, make this go away, and nobody would ever find out about it. It's different these days, you know?
I mean, at the time, there was rumors going around that she was a prostitute, even though there is no evidence of that. But, you know, people said she was a prostitute at one point, which I guess is another way to... I guess it's the media just kind of spicing it up a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they trying to make a story out of it, you know? I mean, there's already a story there. But, I mean, there was a doctor who was a suspect.
That was George Hodel. And apparently he had a secret room in his house that the kids weren't allowed to go into. And now one of his sons is a cop, and he had, like, 11 different children with five different women. And George was a doctor, and he had a picture of a woman, and there was a 95% chance that it was Elizabeth. And he also had a letter with her writing, and his daughter once accused him of sexual assault, but he was found not guilty. And the police thought that it was him at one point, so they put recorders in his house, and he said some really fishy stuff about it that was, like, the evidence right there. And a girl has evidence that George and Elizabeth knew each other before this whole thing. And in 2012, they had a police dog sniff around, and he, like, there was evidence of human remains. And they did a sample in the soil and found evidence of human remains there too.
But they said like it was a private residence. So the guy, the doctor's son, who was 5 years old when the Black Dahlia murder actually took place, went back to his old childhood home. Now the doctor actually had a secret room in his house that he wasn't allowed to go in. And Dr. Hodel actually had a bunch of different girlfriends. Here's a little description of what was found. Short, severely mutilated body was completely severed at the waist and drained entirely of blood. The body obviously had been washed by the killer. Short's face had been slashed from the corner of her mouth to her ears, creating an effect called the Glasgow smile. Short had several cuts on her thigh and breasts where entire portions of flesh had been sliced away. The lower half of her body was positioned a foot away from the upper, and her intestines had been tucked neatly beneath her buttocks. So she was found in two different pieces, basically. The corpse had been posed with her hands over her head, her elbows bent at right angles, and her legs spread apart. Detectives found a cement sack nearby containing watery blood. There was a heel print on the ground and amid tire tracks. And apparently this lady who found it wasn't walking her dog. She was walking her 3-year-old kid. So imagine you're walking your kid out in a nice, day in California, and you come across this. What the F?
I'm sure
that's
the first season American Horror Story, too.
Yeah, sure. That is a true American Horror Story right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Wow. All right. One last discussion before we end this show. We're all ready to talk about the Illuminati. What are the Illuminati?
Well, I personally think that the Illuminati is a group of people who, one, probably really smart when it comes to the government, and two, is a very big misconception on people thinking that the Illuminati is bad. I mean, I've never seen any fact that they are bad, but a lot of people are like, oh no, the Illuminati's bad. I just think they're a group of people who are inside the government trying to point towards their thing. But, I mean, now they're the Freemasons. They're considered the Freemasons.
Are the Freemasons the same thing as the Illuminati?
Yes.
I know.
The Illuminati, the official Illuminati went away when they were a while ago, and then now they're considered the Freemasons.
What are your thoughts on the Illuminati, Rihanna?
Huh?
What are your thoughts on the Illuminati?
Oh, well, I think that they're mostly composed of really famous people, like Beyonce and Jay-Z, that they're like, those kind of examples. They're like Kylie Jenner and the Kardashians and stuff. But there's a lot of examples and stuff of cloning and, like, evidence. I don't know if I believe the cloning stuff, but I mean, that's
Yeah, the cloning part is hard to believe, a little hard to believe.
But I think
mostly, the people with money, people who can buy, who have power because of their wealth and stuff. What do you think, Helena?
I'm not really sure. I mean, they can't all be good. So saying that,
no,
I know some of the Freemasons. It's lovely. But
I mean, do you think they're...
Carry on.
Do you think they're... do you think they're trying to get us prepared for the whole New World Order, deal? They have,
Yeah, I think the New World Order is something that if it is going to happen, they're going to try and prepare us for. And I don't personally think that every, like, the Freemasons and everything are completely the Illuminati. I think they're part of the Illuminati. I think the Illuminati runs a lot deeper than just a set of a few people. I think it's a group of many, many groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, they want to change things. And I think that if the New World Order comes through, then some of us ain't going to make it, are they? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
We're not going to make the
cut. Scary. It's a scary thought. You know.
So I'm not saying anything bad about the Illuminati.
No, me neither. They're great.
I don't know anything about the Illuminati. I'm just saying.
Just,
you know,
I'm saying the good side.
Then a lot of people aren't going to make it great.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's hard for me to talk about them because I don't really know much about them. You know, but if they are planning on, like, what happens when, you know, like, another terrorist attack occurs or a big one, you know, if there's, like, if martial law is called, you know, put into effect, and, you know, and the higher powers to, you know, take control, it's like, will we lose our way of life? You know, some people think we already have started to lose our way of life.
Yeah.
You know, slowly giving away our freedoms to feel safe, you know.
It's crazy. I mean, there's so much that you could go into when it comes down to the Illuminati and everything. But going into certain details of the Illuminati is clearly not safe for people to talk about.
Yeah, so, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the Illuminati are great, because I don't want the people to listen to this conversation and, you know, try to kill me. So, they're awesome. Thumbs up.
They're not conspiracies.
Yeah. Well, guys, we're getting close to the end. See, these shows always go by so fast. We just sit here and just talk and discuss ideas and learn new stuff, have a good time, sing kumbaya. It's awesome. It is awesome. So, Rihanna, how did you like being on the show?
It was fun.
Hey, there you go. See? We'll have to bring you back sometime. Talk about some more conspiracy theories. Do what?
We'll have her on our show.
There we go.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Fun.
That'd be awesome. I mean, she watches the heck out of those conspiracy theory videos. There's probably a ton more that we could talk about, but, you know.
I can talk about it a lot just off the top of my head.
We got 90 seconds left, guys. So I want to thank you for coming on. Helena, thank you very much. Rihanna, I love you. Thank you for coming on.
Bye.
Celestial, thank you for co-hosting with me. Helena, I love you too.
I love you.
And,
nice to talk to you with you, Helena, and Rihanna.
Thanks for listening.
Celestial says nice. Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, next time we'll talk about something you know about, Celestial. So, well, thank you guys very much for listening into the show. Next week we have Jack Kenna coming on, talking about his life in the paranormal. And I promise Celestial will talk more next week, because I know you're tired of hearing my voice. So,
tell Jack we love him.
I will. I'll tell Jack you love him.
We'll
and
Alex called him.
Okay. All right. I'll tell him, Jack, whatever you just said. Something about Jack wants to hold him. Correct him. Weird.
Jack Kenna.
Yeah, that Alex wants to hold him and caress him.
You want to hold
him. Call him George.
Oh, nice.
You never know. All right. Yeah, I've got 10 seconds left.
Bye.
We'll see you next see you next Monday night.
Bye, guys.
Same freaking awesome time. Same freaking awesome channel. We're done. Oh,
nice.
We are out of here.
Out of here.